You don't have to work for NPR's Planet Money to understand that Mr. Lin himself is a hot commodity. Lin's number 17 Knicks jersey is in short supply, but retailers in and around New York are gradually catching up to the demand. Rich Lampman is a spokesperson for Modell Sporting Goods. Rich, were you even stocking Lin jerseys in the New York stores 2 weeks ago?
Bill, we actually weren't. The first time we brought any product Jeremy Lin-related in was the Friday before the Knicks played the Lakers. One game was fine. I think everybody thought, well, that's great. That's a great story. His first start in the NBA, and that's where he netted out with 25 points. It was really coming after the Utah and then the Washington game where people started saying, wow, this kid is for real. And that's when we really started having people coming into the stores. Store managers are calling up and just saying, guys, we have a little bit of a demand and a request here. Is there anything we can do? And from there, it was just been a full week of product coming in and going right out and us trying to catch up with demand.
Well, the Knicks roster is not short on big names. Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony both joined the club last season. How did the initial sales of their jerseys compare to what's going on now with Jeremy Lin jerseys?
Well, it's funny. If you asked us back then when Stoudemire came on and then when Anthony came on, those were certainly monumental moves for the city of New York. He's actually outpaced both of those guys in terms of the initial push from when they came into town.
So who's buying these jerseys?
Lunchtime in Manhattan, you'll see guys and girls alike coming out of the office, heading over to the store to see if a new shipment has come in. parents wanting to get it for the children. Customers coming into some of our New York City stores over the past couple of days, buying 30, 40, 50 shirts at a clip. We realized what was going on was that there was a girl in our store the other day that was texting back to family and friends asking who needed what, gathering a shipment that she was going to send back to Taiwan.
The Knicks have a gigantic fan base in three states, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, obviously. Has it been tough to get enough product to satisfy people?
Candidly, it has been. Just because of the way that this hit us coming off of a Giants Super Bowl win, a lot of Giants merchandise is in that royal blue color, as well as the Rangers, who are doing well right now. So just in terms of having enough supply to be able to print Jeremy Lin name and numbers on, that was a rush in itself.
Well, I really appreciate your time, and just one other favor. Have you got a Jeremy Lin bobblehead that you can get up to me here?
We happen to be working on something, so it's not here yet, but we will certainly keep you in mind, and you'll be the first to receive it once it comes in.
Rich Lampman is a spokesperson from Modell Sporting Goods. Rich, thank you very much. You're a good sport. I appreciate your speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.